This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoopstat with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting live on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is Saturday, March 25th, 2023. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Well, you know me. You know, I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus writing on the dashboard of my car.
Outstanding. And did you take the stretch Kia into the Tennessee studios?
No.
No? Okay, took another vehicle. All right, we want to do a special shout-out. Once again, 7-5 Radio family is getting bigger by the day. Special shout-out to Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga New York Fire Department. Also, a special shout-out to Miss Crabtree, who's feeling a little bit under the weather. We hope her Godspeed. Also, special shout out to our newest listener. His name is Paul Baranason. Thanks for listening, and please tell everybody. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women who were murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. Fortunately, this week we have no names to read off, but our first story I want to remember, firefighter Ricky Hill Jr. of the Flint, Michigan Fire Department, end of watch, February 25th, 2023. Now, folks, if you listen to us for a while, even before 7-5 Radio with Red 42, and then when I was a regular over on the political cesspool, I was always talking about the men and women in law enforcement, various fire departments. Our own not so sexy intern Mike Guerin, he was a lawman and an EMT. My mother, she was an EMT after she retired from the nursing profession until she no longer can do it. And yours truly, in between law enforcement jobs, I was a shipboard firefighter in the United States Navy. So, and little Billy Keebler, he is a firefighter in Onondaga, New York. So, you know, he does exist. We're just not making it up. And he's been a firefighter for decades now. So, moral of the story, we look after our first responders. We look after our GIs, do what we can. Special shout out to everybody that does the job. So, anyways, in terms of this firefighter from Flint, Michigan, he was responding to a fire on the February 25th, and he's been a 15-year member of the Flint Fire Department. Now, according to our buddy Charlie Duff over at No BS News, he was working a double shift. Now, a double in most fire departments is 48 hours, not just 16 hours. Most of these jobs are work 24 on, 48 off. So, for whatever reason, Mr. Hill was working a double consisting of two full days of work. Secondly, after he passed, Mrs. Hill is on the hook for the funeral cost. After this big funeral where everybody paid their respects, the various fire departments, I'm sure Flint Police Department, the city of Flint went to the funeral. The city of Flint did not pick up the cost of the funeral. And now, Mrs. Hill cannot get a copy of her husband's death certificate from the county coroner. And she needs his death certificate so she can submit to the insurance company to get the insurance benefits, including the pay for the cost of the funeral. And it gets even better, folks. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent a letter to the Hill family expressing condolences. But on the letter, they put the wrong name on the letter. It says, we regret to inform the passing of somebody else, not that Ricky Hill, which is just a total slap in the face. And she didn't even personally sign it. She robo signed it. But, you know, that's Democrats for you. But if you look at some other people involved with people who passed in the line of duty, first responders, Rudy Giuliani stepped in to give the sister of a firefighter away at a wedding occurred in September of 2001. Lower Manhattan is on fire. It's smoldering ruins. And Rudy Giuliani stepped in to give the bride away. Or Donald Trump, who not only flew over to Dover Air Base to receive the caskets of fallen soldiers in the middle of the night with absolutely no fanfare, but he actually spoke to families of fallen soldiers when they were killed in some special operations. And then a couple years ago, he was at a law enforcement memorial in May in Washington, D.C., and called out the family of Detective Miosos's familia and her partner, and the familia family could not have been happier. They were in tears. Also, Officer Familia's partner was also there, and he came up to speak. Just spur of the moment situation. But anyways, this is not the first time a fallen first responder from Michigan got the short end of the stick. In 2016, Sergeant Kenneth Style from the Detroit Police Department was shot and killed, and the city of Detroit would not pay for the funeral. Now, the agreement with the members of the Detroit Police Department and the city is that the rookie officers, when they come in and sign all the paperwork to become members of the department, they choose their life insurance policy. So it has to come out of the fallen member's insurance policy to pay for your funeral. And, you know, let's be frank, no rookie cop comes in, thinks that they're going to die in line of duty. They probably take the bare minimum coverage and thinking they'll spend the rest of the money on beer and women and cars. But unfortunately, in Detroit, they'll be spending whatever they can on gas and gasoline to put in their cars and put food on the table. And this is before the recession. But, you know, Charlie Duff stepped in, did what he can. We did what we can. I mean, folks, I literally went to the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. at the Washington Monument and drank the water and gave money to the Detroit Firemen's Fund. But, you know, we're just sick and tired of our heroes treated like garbage. The sacrifices that our GIs make, there should be no Wounded Warriors program, but our government would rather spend it on social programs, aid to everybody else. Give it to the Ukrainian soldiers. I'm sure they're taken care of real good. And then here at home, our cops, firemen, EMTs, underpaid, underequipped, underappreciated. And this is all before St. George or fentanyl. But the politicians love the criminals, degenerates, and welfare bums, and hate the cops unless they have to call 911. But, folks, if you can help out the Hill family, there's a link on our website. Please do what you can. Walt, what say you about the way, you know, well, when we get back, we'll get Walter's take on Mr. Hill. Anyways, coming up, we got a great story featuring Hillary Clinton. Anthony Fauci is Anthony Fauci. And also national divorce with James Edwards. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We just spent the first segment talking about one fallen firefighter, Ricky Hill Jr. of the Flint, Michigan Fire Department. They're you know, firefighters, cops, GIs, EMTs, everybody else, you know, treated like garbage. But, you know, politicians, they vote themselves a 30% pay raise. Walt, what say you about the situation in Flint, Michigan?
Well, you know, this country gives away too much money. It should be designated to, you know, fallen civil servants in the line of duty. You know, no, I'm not talking about, you know, a mayor that gets, you know, hit by a car crossing the street. You know, I'm talking about, you know, a firefighter who loses his life during his job, his duties, or a police officer. This country gives away too much money, trillions of dollars to the Ukraine for what? You know, all the money that's borrowed from China to save our ceiling. You know, a funeral is not expensive as far as monetary goes. It's expensive for the family now to leave the family with a burden such as that. You know, it's just absolutely disgusting. Let alone horrible. It's disgusting. You know, we can't even get this president to freaking go to a train wreck.
Yep.
You know, he doesn't have to go to every funeral of every fallen hero. He doesn't have to do that. But step in when the family is suffering. Holy cow. You know, they've paid their taxes through their life. You know, she's going to get his pension. She's going to get something from it. But until that happens, get something out of petty cash, for Christ's sake. It's just, right. You know, damn disgusting, you know. Every municipality, doesn't matter how big, how small, they should have a funeral fund, because it does happen. Even in the smallest of towns, it happens. You know, not a cop, you know, in a small town like Winchester, Tennessee, with a cop drinking beer in the bar and falls off his bar stool. No, that's not funeral for a cop. If he walks in on a robbery and God forbid gets shot and killed, that's something different. There's just too much that we're not doing for our homeless, our fallen, and you know, it rubs off on every presidency. So somebody's got to make a move and help people out, not just these people that just happened to this firefighter, but man, all over the freaking country, there's law enforcement and firefighters that don't make a nickel, volunteer firefighters that don't make a nickel. It's just horrible that there's no funding for it. And they got to put on GoFundMe pages, and it's just disgusting. It is.
Right.
It's horrible.
And well, not to cut you off, but you bring up a good point. Charlie Duff suggested, since Governor Gretchen Whitmer put the, you know, I had the intern put the wrong name on the letter, that put have it start a fund from tax revenue about, and have every fallen first responder from the state get $500,000 death benefit just from the state. And he says that the most it would cost is maybe about $12 million a year for the state of Michigan. So you bring him a good point, but you know they'd rather spend money on the legal aliens coming in, put them in 4-star hotels, put them on charter flights to see family somewhere else, give junkies needles and crack pipes, and give it to Ukraine, and then have it laundered back to the Biden crime family. But you know,
we're funding in the wrong places. You know, Narcan for overdose on opioids and stuff like that. You know, it's just horrible that you know you can't help the family out and cover the damn funeral expenses. Please.
Right. But anyways, we'll keep an eye on that. Charlie L. Duff is all over it. So anyways, our next story is much more inspiring. It puts a little pitter-patter in my heart. It's the greatest story since my divorce. In Manhattan, the famous Schubert Theater has a phantom pooper. Last week, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton went to the Schubert Theater to see a performance of Some Like It Hot. During the intermission, the house lights came on, and the theater staff discovered two stool samples. And it turns out this was not the first time it happened in the theater either. But the Schubert Theater staff acted quickly and cleaned up the area so the Clintons would not have to step in it, see it, or smell it. Now, personally, I wish the Phantom Pooper would just throw the business on the Clintons. Anyways, I think not only does the Clintons ladies not only think that their you-know-what does not stink, but they don't even go number two. You know, I can imagine Hillary telling her daughter Chelsea, is like, oh, that's what the common people do. We don't go poop. But anyways, I'm still mad at what Hillary did not do in September of 2012 when she let our forces in Libya just suffer and fend for themselves. And I'm also mad at her for total disregard for operational security. I mean, if some average pencil pusher working for any alphabet agencies or the DOD did what one of those crimes, they would have been sitting in a federal penitentiary somewhere. And then for Chelsea Clinton, you know, she opens her mouth about everything. Like, she's an expert on everything. She hasn't done anything. She has no clue what's going on or what she's talking about. Anyway, she got where she's at because of mom and dad. Who else can get a 7-figure contract for a no-show job? Well, what say you about the Phantom Pooper at the Schubert Theater in Manhattan?
It's ridiculous. You know, I haven't heard anything much about it, but I'm at a loss for words on this topic. So I really don't have enough knowledge to do an Andy Rooney all over this.
Here's a question: did Secret Service get involved with that?
No, I'm in Secret Service now.
Now, since it was a declared crime scene, did they call crime to come in and process the area for as a crime? You know, take some DNA off the samples.
No.
But anyways, for one pile of crap to another, let's move on. Anthony Fauci, this guy ought to be in jail. You know, you can tell Anthony Fauci's lying when he moves his mouth. Anyways, the public broadcasting system, which is underwritten by the American taxpayer, spent 2 years Filmon, the American government's highest paid employee, Dr. Anthony Fauci, for a special called American Masters. This show on PBS usually talks about entertainers such as like Sammy Davis Jr. or Frank Sinatra or some person who actually put some made a difference in America. But anyways, in this movie, there's a clip where Dr. Fauci and Washington D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser decided to travel across the Anacostia River and tell the poor black people in the 8th Ward, which is in Anacostia, one of the worst parts of the District of Columbia, to get the vaccine. Anyways, as in the clip, Fauci's in the back of his government SUV, looked disgusted riding in Anacostia, and Fauci called the residents of Anacostia disenfranchised. But, you know, if you lived in Anacostia, who would be disenfranchised? You live in the poor section of the richest city in America, the seat of world power, and a little piece of real estate that is constantly dealing with poverty, drugs, and violence. And this has been going on for half a century. Anyways, Washington, D.C. is the home of the FBI, DEA, and ATF, but they can't stop the flow of guns and drugs in the small section of Washington, D.C. But anyways, this group of bureaucrats is walking around the poor people, and you see both Dr. Fauci and Mayor Bowser getting too close to people, not wearing the mask when they should be wearing masks, and breaking all sorts of protocols. It's just funny as can be. But, you know, these people tell us, oh, make sure you wear a mask, be 6 feet away, this, that, and the other thing. But they're walking around just doing what they want to do. Anyways, one resident said that she heard that it doesn't stop you from getting the virus. And Fauci said said that if you do get the virus and you get in your vaccinated, you won't feel a thing. But that's is hogwash. But anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about more about Fauci and the national divorce. And Jimmy Edwards has a new book coming out. Take it away, boys.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Another U.S. service member is injured following a second round of attacks on U.S. bases in Syria. That person was hurt in one of two rocket attacks on separate bases. They're now listed in stable condition. This comes after an initial drone attack by Iranian-backed militias left a U.S. contractor dead and six others injured. President Biden ordered airstrikes against militia sites in response. Mississippi's governor declaring a state of emergency after tornadoes killed at least two dozen people in Mississippi and Alabama last night. Most of the dead were in Mississippi, with 13 lives lost in the small town of Rolling Fork. The state's House Speaker, Mike Gunn, says he's seen a lot of destruction in one town.
Yeah, I am actually at ground zero here in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, as we speak. Words just cannot describe the devastation that I'm seeing.
The National Weather Service says at least a dozen tornadoes hit the two states, knocking out power, leaving a nearly 100-mile path of destruction. Ford is planning to build a 500,000 electric vehicles each year at a new plant in Tennessee. The automaker says the huge manufacturing campus going up near Memphis is on track to open in 2025. If you're traveling through an airport for a flight, make sure you don't have this.
There are 486 items that you cannot bring through the TSA checkpoint. No liquids, no gels, no aerosols. And now there's one more thing you can't bring. Peanut butter is a no. Whether creamy or crunchy, TSA now classifies it as a liquid, and it's not allowed through security unless it's 3.4 ounces or less. Of course, the final call is all subject to the TSA agent on hand.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recently suffered a concussion and rib fracture after a fall. Today he's been released from the inpatient physical therapy facility where he spent the last week recovering. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? and as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot, but as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Back on 7-5 Radio. Call in if you got a question, comment, a concern, or donation. 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS. Anyways, during the break, I was hearing our government at work once again. The TSA has declared peanut butter a liquid. So you're only allowed to bring a 3.4-ounce container of peanut butter. Anyways, going back to another piece of crap, Anthony Fauci. He's going through Anacostia and tells the ladies like, "Oh, if you have the vaccine and get the COVID, feel like you won't get sick at all." Lie. So then towards the end of this clip in this trip through Anacostia, a resident tells government employees that the people are not settled with the information. This person points out that the vaccine was created in 9 months. Mayor Bowser told the skeptical man that if he did not get the vaccine, then COVID would percolate. Then the man popped Mayor Bowser's balloon by saying something like the flu. Then Fauci decides to throw out the flu statistics and said that, well, flu really hasn't been around that much this year, even though because hospitals and the government was classifying everything under COVID and not the flu. It's like the flu just went away when COVID came around. But anyways, this a brave gentleman was not buying it. And then the resident questioned why the government had to use incentives for people to get the shot. And then they said, well, the bureaucrats said, all right, we can't get this guy to conform, so we're going to leave. So as they were leaving, the man said that the vaccination was a campaign of fear. And what's really shocking, this was made in 2021. So even back then, people you would thought that didn't know anything any better would just be sheep. They did their research. They're saying they had questions. And this guy, you know, God bless him. He told him where to stick it because he knew the real deal was. So anyways, also in the video, Fauci says, like, you know, Republicans do not like to be told what to do. No kidding. Anyways, well, what say you about Anthony Fauci trying to tell poor black people to get the shot?
Well, Fauci's a moron. You know, he's Andy Dick without a first name. you know, and he's like Dick Clark without a last name. So, you know, that's about as far as, you know, I want to talk about Anthony Fauci. I'd rather go back to the peanut butter. Because I got an answer for that. I got an answer for that. What are they, TSA guys at the gates? When you go in, they ask you what you got. You know, if you ask me if I have any liquid, I'll ask my sister or her. Because you know me, I don't throw any punches with either gender, or it. You know, these days. you know, if they ask me if I have any liquid, I'll say, well, just my ejaculate, and see the face, see the look on their face when they hear that one. You know, just my ejaculate and my bladder.
is that more or less than 3.4 ounces?
Well, I don't know. I'm pushing 65, so probably not quite 3.4 ounces. You know, but right. Hey, you know, it's still liquid, right?
Right. Yeah. Anyways,
folks, next time you go flying, just ask the agent there, you know, how much ejaculate can I carry? Am I allowed to have? Do I have to go into the men's room and spill some or what?
No, the TSA, they'll sit there and do it right, have you do it right in front of them and everybody, because these people are
Ain't no shame in my game. you know,
right,
they,
right.
If they want to watch, if they want to watch, I show them.
Right. These people are just something else. I mean, you know, you would think that with something like airline security, they would have people who know something about searching people, looking for contraband, perfect people be correction officers, sheriff's deputies, uniformed Secret Service officers, things of that nature. You know, somebody, you know, other people in other security services that have to work in warehouses like UPS or something like that. But no, they go after the bottom of the barrel, start these people off at part time. And you look at them, they just look like apps. I mean, they look about two steps above homeless people. Absolutely no professionalism whatsoever. You got a guy at Dulles Airport, I remember, walking around with like black nail polish, and he looked like a Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. And these people want to be called officer, and they change the uniform so they look more like professional or paramilitary. But I mean, but don't get me wrong, you still have Homeland Security people with firearms who are duly sworn officers who do have the powers of arrest. So, but these people that work at the TSA, that checking Walter's liquids, it's something else. But anyways,
then they'll ask you, you know, if it's peanut butter, you know, then you know you still could be considered, you know, liquid. But, you know, it's the way this country thinks. It's just ridiculous and out of hand. I mean, can they not X-ray peanut butter?
I don't know. Or better yet, like I got 3.5 ounces of peanut butter somewhere on my body. Check it out. And you know what? You know, knowing these idiots, they would.
Are you going to make a sticky bomb? You know, like they did in what was that?
Saving Private Ryan.
That movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan.
You use the peanut butter to make a sticky bomb. Yeah. What am I going to do? Plug up the little holes in the windows and raise the cabin pressure? You know, I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. I mean, when I travel with no nonsense. Okay? I don't have anything on me that I got to take off. You know, of course, you got to take off your shoes and things like that. But I don't carry any metal. I don't carry any deodorant. I don't carry none of that nonsense. And yet, you know, and I get the rules and stuff with the aerosols. And yet, garbage can after garbage can after garbage can is full of this stuff for people, you know, that are traveling, you know, through the airport. Just, you know, you get off the plane at your next stop, you know, at your destination. And you go into the little duty-free shop, and you buy the little bottles of the stuff that you need. You know, why am I going to carry a bottle of Lavoris? You know, you just rinse your mouth out with the stuff that you can buy where you're going. You know, but, you know, you're ejaculate, you got to take with you.
Wow. I don't think in all my years, 16 years of doing radio, I've never had to heard somebody say ejaculate over the air, but you know, this is 7.5 radio, and we go where no one else dares to go. Now, well, I know you had surgery over the years and other things, but when you go through TSA screen and have that, you have any metal like in your legs for like any knee replacement or anything like that, or hip replacement?
No, I got metal in my neck and my lower back, but it doesn't get detected by the X-ray machines or it just don't. So, but no, I don't have any metal.
It's
not like I walk around with a neck. You know.
Right, and it's a good thing you don't have a Prince Albert, or we'd have to mm-hmm. take that strictly to podcast. But anyway, speaking of Prince Albert, as we're talking on 7.5 Radio about the issues of the day, Fox News is talking about that idiot from Tiger King, Joe Exotic or whatever. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. You know, the whole country's falling apart, but, you know, we got to see how what George Exotic's doing. Some freakazoid with the with some wild animals in his backyard. Oh, Christ. But anyways, before we go to our next break, real quick, in Fairfax County, Virginia, again, my front yard, the Board of Supervisors voted themselves a 30% pay increase for a position that's considered part-time. And these people are making between $95,000 and $100,000 a year as a part-time job representing the people. But do they deserve 30%? Well, let's see. Traffic's still a mess. Crime is through the roof. Cops are leaving. Tyson Mall is turning into Iverson Mall. And folks, if you live in the D.C. area, you know what the Iverson Mall is. Tyson's Corner Mall is like a very uppity mall, and it's turned into Iverson Mall, which is the opposite. County employees are only hiring non-whites. County employees only got a 2% raise. And the school board is just going rogue. But anyways, folks, when we come back, we'll talk about national divorce. James Edwards has a new book. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about ejaculate. Stay tuned, everybody.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio. Folks, what we say is allowed on FCC Airways for the most part. Check us out at our website, 7-5radio.org. The number is 7-5radio.org. Make sure you're in a not safe for work environment, if you know what I mean. Anyways, our last segment of the evening, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, talked about a national divorce on President's Day this year. But here's the thing. We were talking about it before it. I wrote an article January 3rd of this year saying we need a divorce. That it's just not working out between the left and the right. And then our buddy James Edwards, he was involved in a collection of essays called The Honorable Cause, A Free South. Now, the book is about to retake the narrative related to Southern National and secession secession. For too long, our political and cultural enemies have been able to drive and define that conversation. This book will serve as a vital tool in taking the communication mantle back from those who seek our destruction and ruin. Anyways, Mr. Edwards has contributed to the opening chapter of this compilation that features brand new essays written by Rebecca Dillingham, Dr. Michael Hill, Ann Wilson Smith, and several other leading champions of a free and independent South. And I can't wait till James gives me the cliff notes on this on this book. But it's funny that, you know, this book was coming out way before Marjorie Taylor Greene said we need a national divorce. And Walt, you know from experience that you have all these people coming from up north down below the Mason-Dixon line and bring their crap politics with them. And right here in Northern Virginia, it's just a crap show. Nobody respects our Confederate heroes. Nobody respects what the Confederacy meant. It didn't mean just slavery and just kill all the black people and the KKK, all that foolishness. They don't respect that. They don't respect the Confederate flag. Me, born and raised in the state of New York, I have a Confederate flag that I probably display when I'm up in New York. But they want to bring their crap politics down here, knock everything down, or erase everything that has to do with the Confederacy, and put up like a Richard Levine statues. Well, what say you about the talk about the secession from the left?
The what from the left? What'd you say?
A national divorce from the left. Do you support it, or do you think we should, you and I should live around people who hate America, communist, socialist, and people like Richard Levine?
No, it's you know, another ridiculous subject. Not that, because you brought it up. It's just something that doesn't have to be, you know, in the forefront of anybody's thought. I mean, common sense would tell you that it's, you know, doing something like that is just ridiculous. You don't want to be involved in anything like that. The country doesn't need to be involved in anything like that. You know, you spoke about, you know, the Northerners, you know, the Yankees bringing their ridiculous politics down to the South. And that happens a lot. You know, the left brings a lot of luggage with them when they come down here. And, you know, it's pretty much laid back here. But the good old boy system is going to be the good old boy system. You know, they voted for the Biden? No, Clinton's vice president. What's that? Gore. You know, they voted for the Gore family for decades down here in Tennessee. You know, state senators. They even got highways named after them and things like that. And they were the biggest tobacco producers, you know, in the South that anybody's ever seen in recent history. So that's all changed. You know, that's all changed. It's pretty much a Republican-run state. And the left just continues. And I don't think it's like they're migrating. They're infiltrating. I think, you know, sometimes they're assigned to go to these places. You know, Nashville has a Republican mayor, is Republican senator. You know, it's a lot of Republican in local communities. And, you know, I believe they're trying to do the right thing, but it's been so screwed up for so long. Just like New York. New York has got better with Rudy Giuliani in there, okay? And that didn't take long, all right? But when his time was up, it just took a downward spiral. So, you know, supporting people that are just stupid is not the thing to do. You know, just let them talk and then walk away from them, you know, because they have the right to speak.
Like me and James, other people saying, like, listen, we say we moved from like from there to here. We moved down south and to get away because these people vote themselves out of prosperity. Then they come down here and just bring their garbage with them. And every time it's like every time we move, they move to us. And, you know, just you know, I think what James and what I'd like to do is just say, all right, we're going to build, secede from the union. I mean, the government hates us already. They can't tax us enough to give it to people who don't deserve it, or people not even within our borders. And we got a wide open border, and the whole country is going to hell. Let's take a piece of land like Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama, and then just set up our own form of government, just like the one we do have, but make sure, like, for example, like Congress and nobody else can make prohibit people from free speech. Second Amendment be no one, just simply the right to keep bare arms should not be infringed, and the government shall protect the rights of citizens to keep and bear arms, and like the government shall not impose income tax on citizens. So, you know, stuff we dream about. Let us. And then, like, have no welfare or welfare for like 12 months. That's it, and like and just have a form of government that say, hey, this is what it is. If you don't like it, then leave. Because, you know, like I said before, Northern Virginia, perfect example. The Potomac was a huge barrier between like leftist pinko commie Washington D.C. and normal people, like real Virginia. So now you come across a river, it's just like, it's like you're still part of Washington D.C. and not part of Virginia. And this is coming from somebody that was born in the city of New York. And it just frustrates me that wherever we go, it follows. In Nashville, you better watch out, because all them people coming from up north, all them people come from Austin, Texas, all them people coming from California, they're going to ruin your city. They ruin Austin. They ruin they're ruining Colorado. They're ruining Oregon. They ruin Northern Virginia, and it's like nowhere to go except maybe Florida. So, I think that's what James is trying to get. Like, let's just break away, do our own thing, start our own military, and see what happens. Because, you know, like I said before, we don't know where to go. You know, we could. I mean, think about it. These idiots are moving out to Montana. Montana, Wyoming, Dino Ryan country, middle of nowhere, and it's only a matter of time before they mess that up too. But anyways, I digress. So, anyways, check out the book. It's made number 19 on Amazon. Let me get the title's name. And The Honorable Cause: A Free South by James Edwards et al. And this time, I guess James used a spell check and has less words from his first bestseller, Racism Schmacism. But anyways, you got any more? We got a couple minutes left. I'm going to give you the floor, because every time I give you the floor for the past month, we hear the close of music. What, you got anything you want to put out there?
We got the I-75 Raceway is going to be running pretty soon. One of our favorite drivers, Jeff Jackson, is going to be running. He's got himself some new wheels and a new graphics on his car. I think I'm going to try to get there this summer. The past couple of summers I haven't, last year I had COVID in the spring, so I really didn't feel like, you know, trekking out that 2 hour right. drive out there and back. I make a couple of stops over there and see our old friends. And then the Topless Outlaw Racing is also right. going to commence. So we'll stop in and see some old friends. And I'm sure I'll run into our old, not so sexy intern, Mike Garin. He'll be there with the, ambulance crews and that kind of stuff.
Or a flagman, because I think they got him. You know, that guy gets more gigs from us than we get from us. Anyways, I talked to texted Mike this week about what happened about Mr. Hill and Flint. And I said, hey, do us a favor, get a hold of Topless, tell him we want to be a sponsor again this year. I've also reached out to Mr. Jackson. I'm going to send him a couple coins in an envelope, since I can't work the damn PayPal. And our name's going to be on that car somewhere, probably under a tire. But anyways, We can't wait for this year because just, I mean, while you've been there, broadcast live from there, it sounds like a blast. And from what I gather, the people there are our people. They stand up for the flag. And Mike from Topless Outlaws couldn't have been a nicer guy. We had him on as a guest. And I just look forward to it, just reaching out to, you know, our people. And I told Jeff, he posted a picture on Facebook of him driving the number 875 special with the flag. And I said, Jeff, I'm more proud of you with that, driving with that flag, than if you won Daytona 500. But anyways, folks, if you get a chance, go head out to the raceway. But we're out of time again. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.